The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. It's nice to be here with you all. It's nice to practice together, to have this support, this sense of community. So let's begin with a guided meditation. So taking an alert, upright posture. A posture that reflects our intention to be meditating. So there's some uprightness, some alertness, but at the same time, there's some ease. And sometimes this takes a little wiggling or some effort to find just the right way. There might be some small adjustments that are helpful. And it's worthwhile taking the time to find a seat that is supportive and one that feels comfortable enough. And then settling in. To settle a little bit. Sometimes I imagine a little bit like dust that just comes in and settles in. So sometimes our thoughts can feel like they're just floating all around us. In that kind of way, can we just allow them to settle, allowing the mind get a little connected to the body. And feeling the sensations of sitting. The feet on the floor, the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Bringing some mindfulness, some attention, some aliveness to the bodily experience right now. Can we bring a sense of presence to the experience of being in a body? Sometimes it's helpful to do a little bit of a body scan, just to give the mind something to do, as well as to support our inhabiting all the different parts of the body. We can bring awareness to the sensations in the face. You might notice some tension around the eyes or the jaw. These are common places to hold tension. If so, there might be an opportunity for just a little bit more relaxation, a letting go of the tension. And of course, not all tension can be let go of as simply as bringing our awareness to it. But we're creating the conditions in which there might be more relaxation, more ease. Checking in with the shoulders. The arms. Hands. Feeling what the hands are touching. The coolness or the warmth of that. The smoothness or roughness. And feeling the experience of having hands. That is, perhaps there's some tingling, throbbing, sense of vitality, energy in the hands. Continuing our body scan. The upper back, lower back, the chest. Maybe there's a way in which a really, really small movement can open the chest just a tiny bit. Maybe the movement isn't even noticeable to other people. The belly. Allowing some relaxation, some ease, some softness in the belly. And feeling the pressure, the contact with whatever we're sitting on, perhaps lying on, feeling that against the body, feeling connected, grounded, present here. So we're just being with the experience of the bodily life, so to speak, opening to it, allowing it, welcoming it. And is it possible for this next duration of the meditation period to set the direction, set the tone, set the attitude to be one of kindness? Kindness towards ourselves. To practice, to have a meditation practice alone is an act of kindness, but can we include an attitude of kindness when we discover that we've been lost in thought? When we find ourselves lost in thought, we don't have to make it a problem. We don't have to chastise ourselves. We just very simply, gently begin again with sensations in the body, or if that's your practice, sensations of breathing. and then to support an intimacy with our experience, a connection to our experience. We can very gently, simply inquire, what is this? What is this? More like a naturalist and less like a detective. We're observing, noticing whatever is arising. We don't have to figure it out. What is this? What is this? So having a spirit of discovery, exploration, some way that can keep some freshness, some aliveness, energy, in some kind of way with our practice and our experience. So that this can support our meditation practice, but also the way that we show up in the world, consuming the media or interacting with others, maintaining this spirit of discovery, so to speak, as opposed to, I like this, I don't like that, this is wrong, this is right. But like, what is this? It's a way in which we can stay open with all the things we encounter during our days. And in this way, we can support ourselves and be a support for others by not closing down, by not shutting down, shutting out. We can hear what's maybe being said underneath the actual words and be able to support others so that they can find their way to more peace, more freedom, more ease.